I'm joined by health and fitness Laura Jordan. So are you there, Laura?
Hello, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. It's lovely to finally speak to you because we've met through Instagram.
We certainly have, yes.
She looks amazing.
I'm in my 50s and I think anyone in their 50s has to try and do as much as they possibly can to keep fit in every shape or form, in mind, body and soul.
Fabulous arms, yeah.
And I tell you, that's from shopping mainly. That's from carrying shopping bags.
And now, tell us first of all, because you are a Zumba instructor.
I've been doing Zumba since about 2010, just as a student, and I loved it so much. It brought a smile to my face, and so I was in my 40s, late 40s then, and I just loved the feeling, got the endorphins going, and it's either something that ticks your box or isn't. You either do running, jogging, everyone has their thing that they do, but for me, dance just makes me smile. And the thing with the Zumba was, it didn't have to be exactly as the teacher had taught it. You could go freestyle, you could do what you like, and it really doesn't matter about following everything that the teacher does. And I enjoyed it, and I used to feel good on the inside, and therefore it had the great results of making you feel good on the outside as well.
And it's one of those things that trick you a bit, isn't it? Because if you go to the gym, most people think, you know, especially people like me, going to the gym, I can't think of anything worse. But if you go to Zumba, you know, you like having a dance.
And that is it. It's infectious. Because I couldn't think of anything better than going to, years ago, to a disco and having a dance and think, how many calories am I burning here? You know you're burning calories and you're not thinking about doing it. So it's great for weight loss, and it's also a great community.
Yes.
I met so many lovely people, and you're toning as well your entire body. It boosts your heart health, and it helps you de-stress. Yes. So, you know, it's for all ages. And it improves your coordination as well. I've had people in my class from age 12 up to 80. Mm. I had a lady who did free rock climbing. So, you know, she was in her 80s. So it's for every age group. But it's, as I say, something that I really enjoyed. And then 5 years later, I decided to, I was coaxed into it because someone said to me, why don't you be a tutor, a teacher? And I thought, okay, I'll have a go at that. I'm game on for anything. So that's what happened. So I became a teacher. But then I fell into some health issues and injuries, and I had to stop for a while.
Yeah.
And I really, really noticed the difference when I stopped. Obviously, during COVID as well, it was a really, really difficult period. And everyone falls into that trap, don't they? Mm. I will say everyone. A lot of people fall into that trap of then, you stop doing that exercise, you get out of that healthy regime,
yeah.
And then you start binging, and then you start eating crisps and drinking wine, and it's really difficult to then get yourself back on track.
Yeah.
COVID hasn't helped, to say the least.
How are you doing your classes? Are you actually doing them with social distancing, or are you doing them online? How does it work for you at the moment?
Well, I went back to doing classes, and then, as I say, COVID stopped everything. Everything shut down. So I just tried to get back onto the technological side and thought, well, there's Zoom. There's lots of people doing Zumba classes online. Why not have a go at that? So that's what I did. And I recorded a few of the classes, and I went on Zoom, and a few of my friends said, oh, you know, we haven't seen each other. Let's get back online. And I did that via the Zumba classes.
Mm.
And then I had another health setback, so I had to stop doing that. But I will be coming back with some more classes in the end of November at some point.
I've banged on about it quite a lot on the radio about keto. And if people remember Atkins, it's kind of very, very similar. So tell people about keto, how you find keto, and what the benefits of doing a keto diet.
Well, the keto came into my life via my son, and he went on to keto. And in a nutshell, it's a low-carb, high-fat diet, and it lowers the blood sugar and insulin levels and shifts the body's metabolism away from carbs and towards fat and ketones. So it's burning the fat. It literally, once you've got these ketones in your body, it burns the fat. And my son introduced me to it, but for me, it was a very high maintenance diet, it seemed, or food regime.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I've got to change all my recipes, I've got to change everything that I normally cook during the week, and I got a little bit stressed out by it. But once you get into it, there's so many helpful recipes online, and you eat a lot of fat, but a lot of protein as well, and a lot of leafy greens. But it's a clean fuel you're eating.
Mm.
So it's something that it takes you a while to get into ketosis by doing this regime. And that's why I was introduced onto the ketones, and I thought that was a better route for me to start with, because sometimes when you look at the whole thing, you think, oh, I've got to exercise, I've got to go on a keto diet. It seems very daunting at first, but once you start doing things little by little, just by cutting out that pasta, by cutting out the bread and replacing it. I mean, for example, this morning I had an omelette with asparagus and spinach.
Mm.
And it was really, really enjoyable. You just get used to cutting out those carbs. It does suppress your appetite.
Mm.
And I've actually gone from not really wanting breakfast in the morning and having brunch and then having an evening meal. And I don't think about it in between, because it's boosting your natural ketones, and it gives you, I have more energy.
Mm.
And as you say, you don't snack so much. You're not looking in the fridge and thinking, oh, what can I have now? What can I have in between?
Yeah.
It's a diet, once you're in the routine of it, that will, it does change your life. But it does take a while to get into that process.
Now, ketones lifestyle.
Well, it was introduced to me at a time when I was feeling very low. I didn't have much clarity and focus, because I'd come off of the exercise and lockdown was on, and I got into bad habits, and my body really wasn't functioning as it should. And someone introduced it to me, and obviously the keto is a good food regime to go through, but as I say, I was trying to get myself motivated back onto it. But ketones are a product, they're a drink, they're not actually a diet, they are a drink supplement, and it's like taking vitamins.
Mm.
And they have the same benefits as when you are in ketosis. So it elevates your mental clarity, it gives you more energy, it regulates your digestion and hormones as well. That's one thing I wanted to try and touch on, is the menopause, because it does assist during menopause. It's a dietary supplement, so you don't have to stop eating.
Mm.
So it boosts your body's natural ketone production.
We just have to be very careful, because obviously that is a product, and we've not tested it here. It's your opinion. I know there's other people that have tried it, but we just have to be careful with what we say on air. So, you know, that's what you're trying, and it's working for you.
Exactly. This is a personal journey for me, because I found that going on to the keto initially, keto food plan, was quite daunting.
Mm.
So I thought, well, this will help me kickstart. And then eventually I've grown into the keto food plan and adopted that to go with the ketones. And it does help all round. And I feel a lot better for it, because when you're in the menopause, you're more insulin resistant, and you gather a lot of fat around the tummy area and around the hips. So, you know, I wanted to raise my ketone level to help with that. So, you know, it helped me with the menopause as well. I wish I'd found, you know, keto and this lifestyle a lot earlier.
Facebook. Thanks very much, Laura, for joining us today. And,
Thank you so much.
And you have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Have a great day. Great listening to your show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care, lovely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Laura Jordan, who I know listens into the show on a regular basis. And thank you very much. Just coming up to 11:44. Let's...